We have lost the meaning of the world that we need this presence of.
Welcome to the Interactive Church Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by TheusDirectory.com. We're so happy that you've taken an hour out of your day to participate in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer nearby, the website address of Interactive Church is csinteractivechurch.org. There you will find a turquoise box containing a link to the Order of Service webpage, where links to the text of hymns and other information is provided. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone. Muting your phone will help to eliminate background noises, enabling everyone to better hear the service. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2. This unmutes your phone. The readings portion of this meeting is recorded so that people around the world may have a chance to listen to the readings at their convenience. Let's begin our service with hymn number 11. A link to the words of this hymn is provided on the Order of Service webpage. I shall read all of the verses. Angels at the Saviour's birth woke with music all the earth. Shepherds in the eastern sky saw a pale star passing by, guiding them at break of day where the babe in meekness lay, born the gracious news to tell, God with us, Emmanuel. Star of being, still thy light shines before us in the night. By those radiant beams we find Christ, the truth for all mankind. Still the tidings angels bring with their joyful caroling, telling that the dawn has come, God and man forever at one. Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic the readings for this meeting is a celebration for Christ's sake. I shall be reading alternately passages from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The hymns are 11, 25, and 222. Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Science and Health. The advent of Jesus of Nazareth marked the first century of the Christian era, but the Christ is without beginning of years or end of days. Christ, as the true spiritual idea, is the ideal of God now and forever, here and everywhere. Throughout all generations, both before and after the Christian era, the Christ as the spiritual idea, the reflection of God, has come with some measure of power and grace to all prepared to receive Christ's truth. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and the prophets caught glorious glimpses of the Messiah or Christ, which baptized these seers in the divine nature, the essence of love. Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Science and Health. Jesus was the son of a virgin. He was appointed to speak God's word and to appear to mortals in such a form of humanity as they could understand as well as perceive. Mary's conception of him was spiritual, for only purity could reflect truth and love, which were plainly incarnate in the good and pure Christ Jesus. Jesus was the offspring of Mary's self-conscious communion with God. Luke. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Science and Health. The Christ dwelt forever an idea in the bosom of God, the divine principle of the man Jesus. And woman perceived this spiritual idea, though at first faintly developed. In the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science, or divine laws of life, truth, and love, and named my discovery Christian Science. God had been graciously preparing me during many years for the reception of this final revelation of the absolute divine principle of scientific mental healing. This apodictical principle points to the revelation of Emmanuel, God with us, the sovereign ever-presence, delivering the children of men from every ill that flesh is heir to. Into the real and ideal man, the fleshly element cannot enter. Thus it is that Christ illustrates the coincidence or spiritual agreement between God and man in his image. Luke. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Science and health. The wakeful shepherd beholds the first faint morning beams. Ere cometh the full radiance of a risen day. So shone the pale star to the prophet shepherds. Yet it traversed the night and came where in cradled obscurity lay the Bethlehem babe, the human herald of Christ's truth, who would make plain to benighted understanding the way of salvation through Christ Jesus. Till across a night of error should dawn the morning beams and shine the guiding star of being. To attend properly the birth of the new child or divine idea, you should so detach mortal thought from its material conceptions that the birth will be natural and safe. Though gathering new energy, this idea cannot injure its useful surroundings in the travail of spiritual birth. A spiritual idea has not a single element of error, and this truth removes properly whatever is offensive. The new idea, conceived and born of truth and love, is clad in white garments. Its beginning will be meek, its growth sturdy, and its maturity undecaying. When this new birth takes place, the Christian Science infant is born of the Spirit, born of God, and can cause the mother no more suffering. By this we know the truth is here and has fulfilled its perfect work. John. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. The woman then left her water pot, and went away into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Science and hope. The Master said, No man cometh unto the Father, the divine principle of being, but by me, Christ, life, truth, love. For Christ says, I am the way. Christ is the true idea voicing good, the divine message from God to men, speaking to the human consciousness. The Christ is incorporeal, spiritual, yea, the divine image and likeness, dispelling the illusions of the senses. The way, the truth, and the life, healing the sick and casting out evils, destroying sin, disease, and death. Romans. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Science and how? The divine image, idea, or Christ was, is, and ever will be inseparable from the divine principle God. Christ illustrates that blending with God, his divine principle, which gives man dominion over all the earth. Christ as the spiritual or true idea of God comes now, as of old, preaching the gospel to the poor, healing the sick, and casting out evils. From the glossary, Christ, the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. The apostle says that the mission of Christ is to destroy the works of the devil. Truth destroys falsity and error. For light and darkness cannot dwell together. Light extinguishes the darkness, and the scripture declares that there is no night there. To truth there is no error. All is truth. To infinite spirit there is no matter. All is spirit, divine principle, and its idea. Christ presents the indestructible man whom spirit creates, constitutes, and governs. Perfection is not expressed through imperfection. Spirit is not made manifest through matter, the antipode of spirit. Error is not a convenient sieve through which truth can be strained. God, good, being ever present, it follows in divine logic that evil, the suppositional opposite of good, is never present. It was the living, palpitating presence of Christ, truth, which healed the sick. Jesus demonstrated Christ. He proved that Christ is the divine idea of God, the Holy Ghost, or Comforter, revealing the divine principle, love, and leading into all truth. Christ's truth was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh, to show that truth is made manifest, by its effects upon the human mind and body, healing sickness and destroying sin. If sickness and sin are illusions, the awakening from this mortal dream or illusion will bring us into health, holiness, and immortality. This awakening is the forever coming of Christ, the advanced appearing of truth, which casts out error and heals the sick. This is the salvation which comes through God, the divine principle love, as demonstrated by Jesus. Hold perpetually this thought, that it is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing, based upon its divine principle, love, underlying, overlying, and encompassing all true being. If Christ's truth has come to us in demonstration, no other commemoration is requisite, for demonstration is Emmanuel, or God with us. As a material theoretical life basis is found to be a misapprehension of existence, the spiritual and divine principle of man dawns upon human thought and leads it to where the young child was, even to the birth of a new old idea, to the spiritual sense of being and of what life includes. Thus the whole earth will be transformed by truth on its pinions of light, chasing away the darkness of error. In Colossians 3:4, Paul writes, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, be manifested, then shall ye also appear, be manifested with him in glory." When spiritual being is understood in all its perfection, continuity, and might, then shall man be found in God's image. The absolute meaning of the apostolic words is this: then shall man be found in his likeness, perfect as the Father, indestructible in life, hid with Christ in God, with truth in divine love, where human sense hath not seen man. Romans. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Science and health. The impersonation of the spiritual idea had a brief history in the early life of our Master, but of his kingdom there shall be no end, for Christ, God's idea, will eventually rule all nations and peoples, imperatively, absolutely, finally, with divine science. This concludes the readings.